Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into India's MSMEs struggle to adopt AI despite economic importance. Daily Brief, 13th of July, 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, let's start with the big one. Nano Enterprises, Formal Credit, MSME Sparks, 2026. Devoto Research's Misha Sharma was on stage talking about this. What's actually going on here?
So the core problem is visibility. These nano enterprises, we're talking the chai tapri, the one-person tailoring shop, the vegetable vendor, they don't exist on paper in any way a bank can underwrite. No GST filings, no formal payroll, no credit history. They're economically real, but financially invisible.
And that's not a small population we're talking about.
Not even close. MSMEs are something like 30% of India's GDP, and the vast majority of that is nano, the very bottom of the pyramid. The TAM unlock, if you bring even a fraction of them into formal credit, is enormous. That's what Sharma was pointing at.
So for a fintech builder sitting here, what's the actual opportunity? Because people have been saying underserved MSMEs for a decade.
Right, and the reason it hasn't cracked is that everyone tried to bring these businesses to existing underwriting models. The shift now is building the underwriting model around the data these businesses actually generate, UPI flows, electricity bills, foot traffic patterns, if you're clever about it. The policy environment is also moving. Account aggregator framework, OSEN, these are the rails. Builders who sit on top of those rails instead of fighting them will move faster.
Let's move to story two, because TCS just made a very loud statement. 8,900 AI deployment engineers. That's not a pilot.
That's a workforce transformation. And the word to pay attention to is forward deployed. These aren't people sitting in a delivery center. They're meant to be embedded with clients, which is the Palantir playbook. Get your engineers inside the enterprise and you're very hard to rip out.
And TCS is also hunting acquisitions on top of that headcount build.
Which tells you they know organic capability building alone won't be fast enough. For a startup founder, this is actually a signal, not a threat. TCS acquiring means there's an exit path forming in AI vertical stacks. Healthcare AI ops, manufacturing quality control, logistics optimization. If you've built something with real enterprise traction, you're now in play.
Okay, story three is the one I keep coming back to. Finn's Rajini Varma at MSME Sparks saying 99% of MSMEs haven't moved on AI yet. That number is either terrifying or exciting, depending on where you sit.
It's both, honestly. The terrifying read is that the market isn't pulling yet. You'll have to create demand, which is expensive. The exciting read is that whoever gets distribution right in the next 18 months owns a category that hasn't been won. Inventory automation, dynamic pricing, staff scheduling, these are all solved problems technically. The unsolved problem is delivery and trust.
And Varma specifically mentioned offline first. Why does that matter so much?
Because your typical Tier 2 Kirana owner is not going to trust a cloud-dependent tool that breaks when the Wi-Fi drops. The product has to work on the device, sync when connectivity is available, and never show an error screen at 7 p.m. on a Saturday when the shop is full. That's a product constraint most SaaS-native builders ignore because they're building for themselves, not for that user.
PhysicsWala stock up, Ola Electric slipping. What's the read for edtech builders specifically?
The market is basically grading on unit economics now. PhysicsWala has been disciplined. They expanded but didn't blow up their burn. The message for anyone in edtech thinking about public markets or even a late-stage raise is, your CAC story has to come with a retention story attached. Investors have seen the "We'll Monetize at Scale" movie, and they didn't like the ending.
Now, OpenAI's super app. This one's interesting because it's a consumer story, but it has B2B implications too.
Huge implications. The moment OpenAI starts bundling at the consumer level and building the experience layer themselves, the commoditization pressure on API-dependent startups accelerates. If your product is basically a wrapper on GPT-4o with a nice UI, you now have a very short runway before OpenAI ships that natively. The builders who survive this are the ones who own the workflow, the data, or the distribution, not just the interface.
And the Anthropic rivalry angle, does that change anything for Indian builders?
It means pricing is going to keep falling and quality keeps rising, which is actually net positive for builders here. More capable models at lower cost means the economics of AI products improve. But you have to build something that isn't just about the model being good, because that advantage disappears every 6 months.
Last story, Meta's Iris chip going into production in September, doubling compute capacity. Is this relevant to anyone who isn't building at Meta's scale?
Directly, no. But the signal matters. When Meta, Google, and now Amazon are all doing custom silicon, it tells you that general-purpose GPU dependency is a risk they're all trying to eliminate. For Indian deep tech founders, the white space is domain-specific accelerators, genomics inference, vernacular language processing, something with a tight enough use case that a custom chip gives you 10x efficiency over a general GPU.
Okay, if you had to give one concrete thing for someone to go do today, one action, what is it?
Go find one nano enterprise owner in your city. Watch them run their business for 2 hours without asking them anything about technology, and write down every moment where they lose time or money to a process that has no digital equivalent yet. That's your product brief, and it'll be more useful than any market research report. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.